The political battle over who will be the Democratic nominee for Baltimore County Executive enters its next phase today. Late on Friday, former delegate Johnny Ochevsky claimed a 9-vote win over State Senator Jim Brochin. WYPR's John Lee reports that the first step towards an inevitable recount is now set to be taken.
When Ochevsky claimed victory, he was congratulated by one of his attorneys, Andy Levy.
So grateful.
Eight more votes than you needed.
But in the days ahead, we'll find out if Ochevsky does have the votes to claim the nomination. Brochin says he will ask for a recount, saying human error is a way of life. Brochin says he would like to have every paper ballot manually recounted countywide. Brochin says the state uses a verified paper trail in elections for this very reason.
This is a great test case of taking actual paper ballots and comparing them with the computer, which I don't know a better way.
Brochin says they'll find out more from the elections board today, then discuss further how to proceed. County Elections Board Attorney Andrew Bailey says the closeness of the race prompted the State Board of Elections to do a preliminary audit of the votes.
They have extended the invitation to the candidates to contact them on Monday, that they would conduct a webinar to share with the candidates the results of their audit so far.
According to Bailey, part of what the audit shows is that Ochevsky may pick up 5 more votes due to what's called an overvote. That's when a voter marked the ballot for 2 candidates in one race, so the scanner counted neither. But a second look shows the voter's intent is clear. Say there was just a small mark in the Brochin oval, but the Ochevsky oval is fully filled in. When Ochevsky was asked whether he's ready to launch into the general election campaign against the Republican candidate, State Insurance Commissioner Al Redmer Jr., he demurred.
It's been a long, arduous campaign for all of us, and so I trust that everyone will step back and reflect and make the decisions that are best for them.
Redmer acknowledges that all the attention Ochevsky and Brochin are getting could help the eventual nominee when it comes to name recognition, but he adds there's nothing he can do about that. Redmer says it matters not to him which Democrat he ends up facing this fall.
The Board of Elections, they do a terrific job. And count slowly, make sure you get it right, and we'll deal with whoever the nominee happens to be.
Redmer's campaign currently is adding volunteers and plotting fundraising strategy for the general election. Around 2,000 provisional and absentee ballots were counted and run through scanners Friday as the Democratic nomination hung in the balance. It was high political drama, and here's a taste. At one point, there was a snafu, and absentee ballots had to be rescanned because the number of physical ballots and those scanned were off by 3. So on the rescan, there needed to be exactly 909 ballots. Rick Benetti and Jason Weintraub watched the scanner screens for the Ochevsky campaign for the final countdown to 909.
So they're not 909.
Well, that's,
thank God.
Then a couple of hours later, with Ochevsky up by only 7 votes, the provisional ballot count was announced by the County Elections Board President, Paul Lubell.
These votes are for the county executive office. First, I'm reading from scanner 3.
The end result, Ochevsky's 9-vote lead. Now comes the recount. Once the election is certified in the next week or so, Brochin has 3 days to petition for that. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.